Come on, quickly join me if you can, the word of the Lord today. Get your Bibles and quickly if you can. I'm not going to be for you very long. I don't even know if I'm going to get a chance to finish this at all. Because I feel His glory. I feel the glory. I feel the glory. I feel His glory. Oh, the glory of His presence. We, Your people, give You reverence. Shall rise from Your rest and be blessed by Your praise as we glory in Your embrace. As Your presence now fill this place, I want to call these names out. Jewel, Angie, Scott and Cheryl, I need you to put these names in the atmosphere. I feel a spirit of intercession. I need to put these names in the atmosphere. Jewel Polidor, Barner Angie Coleman, Scott Ann Cheryl Drayton, Shinny Shelton, Jenna Bostic, James Cleveland, Shinny Shelton, Sandra Barney Hendricks, Jean Hendricks, Jean Barney. I need to put your name in the atmosphere. Stephanie Hickerson Jones. Come on, I need to put them names in the atmosphere. I need to put those names in the atmosphere. Pastor Apostle Hanford. Rowena Hanford. I need to put your name, Cynthia. Sister Cindy, I need to put your name, Cynthia Terry. Pastor Terry. I need to put your names in the atmosphere. Ah! Oh, glory! And the fresh wind of God, said the Lord. And the fresh wind of God. Woo, Jesus. And the fresh wind of God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The fresh wind of God. Yolanda Johnson. The fresh wind of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's glory here. I need to say your names. I need to say your names as a point of contact, as a point of intercession. I need to say your name. I need to say your name. I need to say your name as a point of contact for this fresh wind of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The glory of the Lord is here. The glory of the Lord is here. Kylan Jones, the glory of the Lord is here. Pastor Jones, Pastor Larry Jones, Sister Lystra Jones, say your name in the atmosphere. Your name is in the atmosphere. Thank you, Jesus. It says in 1 John 4, I'm just going to read one passage of scripture, and we'll run from there. And we'll run from there. St. John 4:4 says, but he needed to go through Samaria. I'll stop there. But he needed. Ah! Thank you, Jesus. He says, but he needed to go through Samaria. Thank you, Jesus. The title of this text and the title of our sermon is, I'm looking for a miracle. But tell your neighbor, my miracle is looking for me. And I am thirsty for it. Tell your neighbor, point to him and say, neighbor, I'm looking for a miracle. But then tell him, my miracle is looking for me. I'm thirsty for it. Oh, I'm going to try the very best I can. But if I had a holler in church, a scream in church, tell him I'm looking for my miracle. But then turn around and say, my miracle is looking for me. I'm thirsty for it. I need one more person on one more time on your row to say, I'm looking for my miracle. But then tell him my miracle is looking for me. And I'm thirsty. Whoa! I'm about to run right through here. I feel the Holy Ghost. I can sense the presence of the Lord. I need someone else. I need someone online to say, I'm looking for my miracle. But then tell them, my miracle is looking for me. And I'm thirsty. Woo! I feel like running. Oh my God, if I can get folks, if I get some sanctified people, if I can get some sanctified people, I'm looking for my miracle. My miracle is looking for me. And I'm thirsty for it. Here I am, oh Lord. Here I am, oh Lord. Here I am, oh Lord. Hallelujah. I'm looking for my miracle. My miracle is looking for me. Father God, as we preach your word today, speak life. Speak life. Speak life today. And we'll be so glad to praise you. Speak life. We'll be so glad to love you. Speak life. Speak life. Prophet, my juice is on the counter. Can you get it for me, please? Speak life. And we'll be so careful to praise you. For someone here needs a miracle. Someone here needs a touch from you. Someone here needs a move of you. For we need a move. 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 We need a move. I'm thirsty for it. My miracle is looking for me. Come on, let's preach. Do the very best I can. I would like to have an important conversation with you. We have discussed how that God has given words, assignment concerning you. These certain words have been ordered by the Spirit of the Lord. And they are searching for you so that they can complete their purpose on this earth concerning you. That should encourage you to keep on pursuing destiny. Because the Bible tells me that I have been predestined to become God's inheritance in the earth. There are some accomplishments yet to be. There are some establishments in your life you have not seen yet. There are some dreams that must come to pass, must come to fruition. One of the reasons why God instructs Habakkuk to write the vision down and to make it plain. For when you write it, you bring it from the thought realm into the world, and from the world, for the thought realm, from the world of imagination, from the world of ingenuity, from the world of insight, from the world of inspiration, from the world of just intelligence, to the world that we see today. The Bible talks about the earth is groaning, waiting for you, waiting for the sons and daughters, not for the sons of daughter to, for sons and daughters of God to manifest themselves, not just manifest themselves, but manifest themselves in a certain location. manifest themselves in a certain place, manifest themselves in a certain way, so that you can experience the inheritance of God and know that God has called you for such a time as this. Because for God's inheritance upon your life, it's for God to command, as the praise team said, a blessing for you. For God can command favor for you. For God can command influence for you. For God can command a blessing for you. A blessing for you in the supernatural. And the supernatural will have a dispensation that will come over your life. And that you can say, all of my life, God has blessed me. Because God wants your life to become your network and your net worth. I'll say it again. God wants to bless you in such a point that your life become your network and your life become your net worth. So that you can say that no matter what happens in this world, that God has always been looking out for me. Yes, can I tell you, God has always been looking out for me. Yes, he's looking. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And there is an assignment on your life. Not, that's why we always say there's a word over my life. Not just a word over your fleshly life, but a word over your spiritual life that is carrying the God spark. Yes, the word over your spiritual life is carrying a God spark. And that God spark is the key to unlocking everything in your life. I'll say it again. The God spark is the key to unlocking everything over your life. It's looking for me. If I was you, I'd start putting my hands on myself and tell yourself, it's looking to unlock me. It's looking to pour on me. My miracle is looking for me, and I am thirsty for it. As we read the Bible tells us that David was the seventh son of Jesse. He was tending a field, waiting to be activated when a man of God, the prophet of God, Samuel, who was on assignment to find, oh my God, on assignment to find the chosen of God, the chosen to be next, and to take the horn of oil with you. Why? Because the anointing will indicate who is chosen for the next. The anointing will indicate who is chosen for the next. The beauty of the story is that when we line up according to, the beauty of the story is that they were lined up according to traditional protocols. They were lined up according to traditional ways and lined up according to their religious custom. But somehow or another, God will overstep, oh my God, traditional protocols. God will overstep traditional ways to get what he has to you. Can I tell you, my brother and sister, that sometimes God will put an APB on you, an all-purpose bulletin. Not just an all, the police have an APB. No, God has an APB, an all-purpose bulletin, so he can get purpose to your life. And when purpose is destined for you, he will overstep conventional wisdoms. He will overstep traditional methods. Oh, yes, he will overstep traditional methods. He will overstep conventional wisdoms. He will overstep traditional methodologies. He will overstep them. Why? Because when there's something predestined of you, hallelujah, when there's something predestined of you, the song says, I don't know why Jesus loved me. I don't know why he cares, but I'm so glad that he sacrificed his life for me. Why? Because he has an all-purpose bulletin for me. If I was you, I'd lay my hands up and say, he has all-purpose bulletin concerning me. He has an all-purpose bulletin concerning me. God has an outlook, hallelujah, concerning me. Can I tell you, my brothers and sisters, as I hurry up in this text, that God is looking to look, your miracle is looking for you. And I am thirsty for it. In the text today, it's a simple text, and I'm not going to be here very long. It's a simple text that says, but he needed to go through Samaria. See, if you understand the text today, Samaritans and Jews did not get along. Matter of fact, they didn't even like him. They didn't even like each other. But Jesus said, even though where I'm going don't like me, even though where I'm going I'm not popular, even though where I'm going does not have a, is not welcoming to me. It doesn't matter where I'm going, I'm on an assignment. And sometimes your assignment will take you to unpopular places. Sometimes your assignment will take you to places that you are not welcome. Sometimes your assignment will take you to places where you're unpopular. Sometimes your assignment will take you to places that is not welcoming to you. But when you are on assignment, hallelujah, you will go where you're not welcome. You will go where you're, oh my God, where they're not welcoming to me, you. But this is a matter, I'm on an assignment. So here we find Jesus tired and weary. Most time we look at Jesus, we always think Jesus was always strong. We always think Jesus was always, never got tired. No, my brothers and sisters, his flesh sometime got weak. Because when you're walking and you're preaching and you're ministering to people, Jesus had just come through ministering to the 5,000. Can you imagine ministering to 5,000 people? He was tired. And because he was tired, he decided that he said, I must go to a place to refresh myself. So he went through Samaria. And when he went through Samaria, he stopped by a well. It was just not a well of just any well. He stopped by Jacob's well. Go ahead, preacher. I thank you. Thank you much. He stopped by Jacob's well. See, you know who Jacob was. Jacob was the one who wrestled with Jesus all night, who wrestled with the angel all night long. Jacob was the one who was the one who was given the birthright from his brother Esau. Jacob was the one, hallelujah, that said, Lord, I'm not going to go until you bless me. And what the angel did said, no, I'm not going to bless you. I'm going to break your hip. You mean to tell me the blessing of God came with a broken hip? Yes, my brothers and sisters. What happened is the angels decided that, oh, you're not going to let me go. So the angel said, I'm going to increase your pain. Oh, my God. The angel of God told Jacob, you're not going to let me go, so I'm going to increase your pain. He broke Jacob's hip. He took it. He moved the hip out of socket. And after he let him out of socket, he said, not only am I going to change the way you walk, I'm going to change your name. This is the well that Jesus was at. And while Jesus at the well, there was a woman there who was from Samaria. And Jesus told the woman from Samaria, can you give me a drink? See, first of all, Jesus himself could have called the water up by himself. Jesus didn't need her to do anything for her, to do anything for him, but he needed her to do that for her. Sometimes God would ask you to do something, not for him, but for you. Have you ever had Jesus ask you a question, not just for you, not just for him, but for you? Because he had nothing to drink with. Now, mind you, physically, Jesus was tired. Mind you, physically, Jesus was thirsty. Mind you, physically, he had no tool to get the water out by himself. So he asked the Samaritan woman, can I use your stuff, hallelujah, to quench my thirst? My brother and sister, sometime God will ask you, can I use your stuff to quench my thirst? Can I use your tools to quench my thirst? Can I use what you got to quench my thirst? And here is Jesus. Jesus using what she has to quench his thirst. Not knowing, hallelujah, she did not know that she was talking to, oh my God, the thirst quencher himself. So she asked him, Jesus says, can you help me? Can I use your tools? Can I use your stuff? Because I need something to drink. So Jesus said to her, I'm going to use your tools. I'm going to use your stuff. She said, yes, Jesus, I'm going. So she drew the water out for him. My brothers and sisters, in this next season of your life, in this next season for you, if you're going to ever get the miracle that God's going to get for you, you're going to have to participate, and God's going to have to use your tools. So if I was you, I'd lay my hands on myself and say, Lord, I'm available to whatever you have me to do. If you gotta cry, I'm going to let you use me. If you gotta drag yourself, I'm going to let me use me. If you even gotta drag your fears to the altar, I'm going to let you use me. You know why, God? Because you have what I have. And notice, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Sometimes God will say, I need to use even your fear. Hallelujah. I will use even the thing that makes you afraid to bless you. Why would you say that, brother? Let me help you something. Because sometimes you got to drag your own fear to the altar. Sometimes you got to drag your own things that make you afraid to the thing that Jesus needs for you. It was the lady with the issue of blood. She was afraid, but she drug her fear. Because she knows my miracle is more important than my fear. Woo! What I'm trying to get from God is more important than what has me. I need to get to God any way I can. My brothers and sisters, as I hurry with this text. So here is the Samaritan woman. She reached down. She took her tools. Even though she said, we don't even have communication with each other. We don't even have a relationship. There is nothing to base me helping you on. I don't even know who you are. She ain't even heard of Jesus. But when she reached down, Jesus told her something. He says, you know what? But I can give you water that you will never thirst again. My brothers and sisters, God will challenge you sometimes. And I know because of our traditional and religious affiliations or our religious thinking that we think that this God we serve is like Santa Claus, or we think this God that we serve is just a giving God, and he is. But I must tell you about the God that you and I serve. The God that you and I serve will require you to do something. Before he did any miracle, check me in the Bible. Before he did any miracle, he asked him, stretch forth your hand. Arise and get up. Take up your bed and walk. Do you want a miracle? Then he says, what can I do for you? The God that we serve is requiring you to do something in this transaction. If there's going to be a transaction between you and the master, he will require you to do something. Most times, my brothers and my sisters, we just want God to do it for us. Some of us feel entitled. Some of us have such a narcissistic attitude when it comes to God. God, you must take care of me. But can I tell you, my mama used to tell me all the time, bless her heart, she would say, for much is given, much is required. So when anytime God did a miracle for anybody, he says, will you participate in the miracle? So here was the lady with the issue of blood. Here's the lady at the well. First of all, let me give you a little history concerning this well. This well was the well of Jacob. You know, Jacob, Isaac, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This well was the dispensation of a family that God said, oh, as long as this well remains, there will always be water here. As long as this well remains, I will cause your enemies to run from this well, because a well represents refreshing. A well represents restoration. A well represents watering. A well represents there will always be something here to have. A well represents inheritance. So what God was, Jesus says, I'm going to a place. Hallelujah. Jesus, I got to get to the place of the inheritance. I got to get to the place of refreshing. I got to get to the place where I know there is water there. Because when Jesus got to the well and the lady, the Samaritan woman, was there at the well, and he asked her, can I use your tools? And she looked at him and she said, you must be a man of God. He said, because what I have for you is more than you just giving me water. What I have for you is more than you just saying yes. But that's one thing I want to say, my brothers and sisters. For your next miracle, there has to be a yes. There has to be, Lord, whatever I have from, whatever I have that you can use, you can use it. Whatever I have that you desire of me, you can have that. Because I'm not missing out on the next dispensation. I'm not missing out on the next move of God. There's a song that says, God, whatever you're doing in this season. One of my wife's favorite songs. She said, God, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Because I need to be in the place. I need to be in the dispensation. I need to be where you have me to be. We're going to get there. I'll bring you in, my brother. I need you to be where I have you to be. Because I feel like letting God know that, Lord, this next miracle that I'm in need of, I just want you to know I'm going to participate. And I'm just not waiting for you to do it all by yourself. I'm not waiting because I know you can do it all by yourself. But if you do it all by yourself, if you do it without me, I'll feel as though I'm left out, but I'll be grateful anyway. But I know you need me to stretch forth my hand. I know you need me to rise up and walk. I know you need me to, take up my bed and walk. I know you need me to say, Lord, whatever you need from me, you can have it and take it, me. And so what happened, she said, Lord, whatever I have, you can use it. And so while she went and got him some water, he said, for what I'm going to do for you, there's going to be a supernatural exchange. My brothers and sisters, this next miracle that you're going to walk yourself into is going to be a supernatural exchange. Can I talk to you, my brothers and my sisters, and tell you that God is getting ready and God is ready to give you a supernatural exchange for what you're going to give to him. I like the song that says, what I have may not be much. In the eyes of someone else, it may be limited by human frailties. But what I have, I give it all to thee. I give you my hands, for you can use them as you please. I give you my mouth, so you can use them as you please. I give you my feet, so you can use it as you please. It may not be much, but I give it all to thee. I need you to look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, what I have may not be much, but I give it all to thee. I'm not going to miss this opportunity to partner with the kingdom of God. I'm not going to miss this opportunity to partner with the word of God, because I know that my next miracle, I'm going to have to participate. Look at your neighbor and tell them, come on, get ready to participate in the next move of God. And so it is. They're at the well, and the lady at the well tells Jesus, you must be the word of God. You must be the man of God. You must be the prophet of God. And then Jesus tells her, whoever I am, what I'm finna do for you is give you a supernatural encounter. Tell your neighbor, I'm ready for my supernatural encounter. And this encounter is going to move me to my next. Lay your hands on yourself and say, this move is going to get me to my next. I'm willing, I'm able, and I must, I'm willing, I'm able, and I must. And so the lady at the well said, Jesus, I receive, I want that water, can't thirst no more. The songwriter said, come everyone who is thirsty, drink from a well that won't run dry. This well that won't run dry is Jesus. My miracle, my next miracle is going to be Jesus. Whatever you want is going to be Jesus. How high I go is going to be Jesus. How much I have is going to be Jesus. But the thing I like about Jesus, he said, what I have, I'm going to give to you according to my riches and my glory. If that's the case, I cannot count his riches, neither his glory. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, my next move will be a move of glory and riches. Glory and riches. My miracle will be glory and riches. And so what she did, Jesus told her, my sister, what I have for you is living water. And so she got so happy. She got so happy. Jesus told her, go tell your husband. She said, I don't have many. Jesus says, well, the seven you have, the ones you have, are not your husband. But what he was really saying to her is this spiritual dispensation that you've been going through, the soul ties that you've been going through, was not enough for you to be satisfied. Your soul ties, what you've been entanglement with, was not enough to satisfy you. But I come, I come, I come. Sister, what you don't know about me is that I come that you may have life and life more abundantly. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, he's coming that I may have life, life more abundantly. I feel like changing keys. I gotta have it. Oh, yes, I. That's the key. We can dance in that key. That's the key. We can praise him in that key. That's the key. We can dance in that key because the my next dispensation will be life, life more abundantly. I feel like lifting him. I feel like praising him. I feel like telling him he's more than enough. Yes, he is. He's coming. My next miracle will be life. I want to go up one more time. My next miracle will be life. Life more abundantly. Is there anybody? Is there anybody? I got to go. Don't have much voice left. But is there anybody whose miracle will be life? Life everlasting. Life unstoppable. Life that's good. Surely. Goodness life. Surely. Mercy life. Surely. Grace life. Surely. Healthy life. Surely. Wealth life. Surely. Spiritual life. Surely. Prayer life. Surely. Giving life. Surely. More life. Surely. Abundant life. Life. My next miracle will be, I'm going to live. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, my next miracle, live. My next miracle is abundant life. Life more abundantly. My next life is a life abundantly. He gave me abundant life. He gave me abundant life. My next miracle is life. The Bible talks about in John 3:16. He says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." Let me change that and put it in the Greek. "For God so loved the world," this is how the Greek would translate it, "that he presented his son, that whosoever," which one of you, "shall believe without doubting, he shall have Zoe life." It says, Ianoe Zoe. Ianoe Zoe. That word, Ianoe Zoe, is eternal life. And when you have the miracle of Ianoe Zoe, life will always produce life. What do you mean, preacher? If you have abundant life, Ianoe Zoe life, eternal life will touch a dead thing and make that thing live. The reason why Lazarus got out of his tomb, eternal life spoke to Lazarus. The reason why the girl, the centurion soldier, asked Jesus to give a word, eternal life gave the word, and that man was healed the same hour. Eternal life. It is Zoe life. Lay your hands on yourself, we're done, and say, "I have Zoe." Put in your life. Say, "I have Z-O-E. I have Zoe. Zoe, live here." He says, "I come to give you life." And Zoe, I know a Zoe. That simply means that the life that he wants to give you, the life that you shall have, is going to be more than enough. The life that you're going to have is going to be better than more than enough. "You gave me my hands to reach out to man, show him your love and your perfect plan. You gave me my ears, I can hear your voice so clear, but I can hear the cries of sinners, and can I wipe away their tears? You gave me my voice to speak your word, speak to every sinner and those who never heard. But with my eyes I see the need for more availability. I have a heart that has been broken, so many people to be free. And my testimony is, Lord, I'm available to you. My will I give to thee. I'll do what you say. Do use me, Lord, to show someone the way and enable me to say, my storage is empty and I am available to you." Use me, Lord, to show someone the way that enabled me, Tony, to say, my storage is empty and I am available to you. My storage is empty and I am available to you. Teresa, do me a favor. All service long, I've been feeling prophecy all day. And I feel the court of miracles. The Bible says, enter his courts with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. That means there's a court of petition. I feel the court of miracles. I need you to lay your hands on yourself and say, Zoe, life to me. Come on. I need you to say, Zoe, life to me. Zoe, life to me. You know, we're going to go. Sister Sanja, remember y'all when we prayed for her to lose weight? Have you seen, I'm sure her entered that picture to you. Sister Sanja is so small now. Look at what God can do with prayer. Look at what God can do with prayer. Teresa, lay your hands on yourself. And I need you to open your mouth with Pastor and say, Zoe, life to me. It's going to come over your everything. Your life, your health, your wealth. Zoe, life. Things have been held up in your life. Teresa, things have been held up in your life. But in the next 30 days, hear what I'm saying for you. In the next 30 days, watch what God do for you. Pastor, who we prayed for with cancer, hear what I'm telling you. I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. I hope you online watching. When you go back, you're going to have to go to the doctor. And when you go back, when they told you you have stage 4, I keep hearing the word remission. I know the doctors told you, but I keep hearing the word remission. And I'm going to come to your church. And you're going to say, preacher, they gave me so much to live. And look at me now. I'm healthier than I've ever been. Wealthier than I've ever been. I'm not bound by that condition any longer. I replaced that condition with your name called blessed. With your name called favor. I replaced that condition in Jesus' name. And I speak under the authority of the Holy Ghost. He said, cause these things as they were. As I speak under the authority of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. And if there's anyone who want to be saved today, I just need you to say this right quick and we'll be done. All you guys do is say this. Father, in the name of Jesus, I exchange my life for yours. Live in me, Zoe. Live in me, and I'll never be the same. I give myself away to you by faith in Jesus' name. And if this has been your testimony, you can contact us on any platform. And we will get back in touch with you as soon as possible to give you steps and to give you ways that you can make it and how you can be a partner. And if you want to connect with us, and be a partner with the Place of Promise, there's our websites, there's our platforms we are on. You need to contact us. You need to get with us. You need a man, a woman of God to look in your life and to hold your hand and to shepherd you through this. I want you to know, Miss Shelton, you are not forgotten. The Lord has spoken to you today. The Lord has spoken to you. Miss Crisp, the Lord has spoken to you today. Miss Jones, the Lord has spoken to you today. Because, oh my God, Oh, my storage is empty, and I am available to you. I hear you saying that. My storage is empty, and I am available to you. That's you. And if there's anyone who missed the opportunity to share a seed, there's our ways to give. Share a seed. Share a seed. Yes, I have Apple Pay. Yes. Yes, you can give. Yeah, you can send it on my. You can share my phone number, and they can send it, and I can give it to the church. Yes, I would. Yes, I would never take God's money. Yes, you can send it. I see you. My storage is empty, and I am available to you. You need to partner with us. You need to connect with us. Connect with us, because you know what? And also, we're getting ready for our next. And I want you to be a part of what we're doing. We're preparing for our next. Will you come with us? Because we're getting you ready as we're getting ready. Because you need to take a picture of where we are now. Because I've been dreaming, and we're getting ready to get out of this studio to our church. We're almost there, but we're so close. And you can partner with us as we move to our next. I want you to know, yes, it is not an accident you got today. The song says this: this is not an accident. I'm alive. I'm alive. So say, this is not an accident. I'm alive because there's more. I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm alive. For this is not, no ma'am, an accident. I'm alive because there's more. I'm praying for Jalen Phillips, your son, as we prepare for the NFL draft. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Mr. Phillips, I don't know who you are. Never met you a day in my life. But can I tell you this? The Lord's going to bless you in such a way. You're going to even get drafted higher than what you thought. For this is not an accident. I'm alive because there's more. But when you get drafted, you cannot forget it was God. You're alive. You're alive. Oh, you're alive. You're alive. For this is not an accident. Hey, glory to God. Y'all, I feel power. I feel glory. This is not an accident. Jenna, pray for your twin sister that whatever they found in her lungs shall dissipate in the next 7 days. In the next 7 days. I feel power in the next 7 days. Oh, this is not an accident. Oh, this is not an accident. We gotta go. Jesus. Oh, this is not an accident. Y'all, the power of God just entered this room. Whoa, glory. This is not an accident. Oh, there's power here. Woo! Jesus, the love of God is in this building. The love of God is in this place. The love of God. Woo! Hallelujah! Woo! We got gotta go. Come on, first thing. Oh, this is not an accident. I'm alive because there's more. I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm alive. For this is not, woo, an accident. Oh, this is not an accident. Apostle, oh, this is not an accident. Sandra, I'm alive. Because there's more. I don't know who he is. I just saw the scale go up for him. And he's going to get drafted higher than what he's supposed to get drafted. And God going to keep him healthy. He'll test. See what I'm saying? God going to keep him healthy. I hear the word. Health. Health. His life been prayed over. His life been prayed over. I see some grandmama. I see some grandmama touching him when he was a little boy. Jesus. Jesus. Woo! Glory. I see some lady with some big old hands touching him. He was a little boy. And the breath of God. Woo! Jesus. 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 For this is not an accident. We gotta go. Come on, first.